Some time ago, I had in, I don't know if it was this studio or the old studio, these nice young, everybody's young to me, young people from the Chicago Film Society who were telling me then about this. Oh, Rick, we've got a old film here about the Chicago Daily News, which was very, very close to my heart at the time. And they said, when we finish restoring it, you'll be one of the first to see it. I've seen it, and I'll be hosting an event this Wednesday night on the campus of Northeastern Illinois University that will screen this fascinating 28-minute thing called The Editor's Notebook, as well as a hour-long feature film called Power of the Press. I am honored to do it. Julian Antos of the Film Society is on the phone. Julian, I really am thrilled to do this.
Yeah, this is going to be fantastic, and we're so happy to have you presenting it.
Well, we're rambling about it, presenting it. I cannot tell you how taken I was with the film, The Editor's Notebook. Can I ask you how, I may have done it before, but how did the Film Society get this piece? It was made in Chicago originally in 1950. How did you get it, and what did you have to do to bring it back to life?
Yeah, so this is something we found actually in a very unglamorous situation. It was in a sort of moldy basement of a film collector, along with a couple hundred other reels of miscellaneous Hollywood features, and these are all 35 millimeter prints, so reels about 16 inches in diameter and 35 sure. millimeters wide. We started going through it all, this title popped out at us immediately. One, because of the Chicago connection, and two, because this was produced by a company called Wilding Pictures Productions that was actually started in Detroit by an old traveling salesman in 1914, and they were making what were called sponsored films. So they would make films for companies like Standard Oil and U.S. Steel and Chrysler and Sears, just about those companies. And so this production company moved to Chicago and New York and Cleveland and expanded. And we're actually based in Chicago out of the old S&A studios where Charlie Chaplin worked
sure,
for a time.
Sure.
One of the things produced hundreds of films, and this was one of them.
One of the things that fascinates me about this film in particular, and we'll get to the other one, is that it had I don't know if this happened to all of the Wilding films, this had a theatrical release. It was shown at the Woods Theater for a time and then spread out to the many neighborhood theaters that were around in 1950. Was that, Julian Antos, was that common at the time for these kind of films?
It's actually pretty uncommon, especially for this production company. It's the only film we know of that was distributed on 35 millimeter as opposed to 16 millimeter, which would have been shown in like churches and prisons and schools and places like that. But this was actually, showing in real movie theaters along with features as part of a theatrical program.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. What it says to me is that there were some editors at the Daily News who just muscled their advertising department or something to say, hey, make these theaters show our film. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think? So what was involved in saving this film?
So there's a wonderful, wonderful organization called the National Film Preservation Foundation, and they provide grants to a lot of smaller organizations that have film collections and do film preservations. And they're really looking out for movies like this that don't necessarily still have a home or especially a copyright holder. In the case of Wilding Studios, once that studio closed, there's pretty strong evidence that all the original elements were destroyed. So the print we worked from that we found, we supplemented some footage from a print at the Library of Congress. Our print was actually missing about the first 5 seconds or so, and the Library of Congress print was even more incomplete. So we took the first 5 seconds of the Library of Congress print and our print, and we sent both prints to a film lab in Los Angeles called Photochem.
Wow.
And they do a lot of archival work photochemically, so this is all the work that was done was on 35mm and not done digitally, and so we had them take these two prints and create a new what's called a preservation negative, and we made our new prints from that, which is what we'll show on Wednesday.
I loved it. I'll be writing about it, ladies and gentlemen, for Tuesday's Chicago Tribune. It makes me terribly, terribly sad. I mean, it makes me wonderfully happy that Julian Antos and his colleagues at the Chicago Film Society have saved and resurrected this, because you can't even get digital. You can't get digital versions of the Daily News, which is one of the legendary papers in the country. You got to go through the microfilm somewhere. No one is even bothered. But it's you can imagine, Julian, how incredibly frustrating that is for me, because my father also worked at the Daily News.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me about, I'm going to be, again, it's at 7:30. You can go to ChicagoFilmSociety.org. You have a great website with so much information about each.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love it. So much information and research by you and your colleagues. And didn't you marry one of them?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did.
Who did you marry, and when? She was.
So that's Becca Hall, and we both worked at the predecessor to our organization, the Bank of America Cinema, and both, you know, or both in the movie business.
When did you get married? when did you get married?
October 5th of last year.
I knew it was recent. Tell me in about 2 minutes, whet the people's appetite. Again, it's Wednesday night, 7:30 at Northeastern Illinois University on West 3700 West Bryn Mawr, I think. Go to Chicago.
Take an extra 5 or 10 minutes to get there. It's worth it once you find it, but it's a university campus, so you do need to poke around for the right building.
Go to ChicagoFilmSociety.org. Give me a 2 minute take on this other film. It's only an hour and 4 minutes long. It's a feature film. It's called Power of the Press. And you know what I learned in my strange research today? That it's the second, it's not the same kind of movie, but there was another Power of the Press, a silent film directed by Frank Capra. You've made me into a movie nut, Julian Antos.
Excellent.
What is that?
Of course, as soon as the film comes in, we double check the cans to make sure it's the 1943 version and not the 1928 version.
Tell me about this movie. I'm very excited to see it.
Yeah, this is going to be fantastic. You know, it's a B picture, so it would have played on the bottom of a double bill, and it's a lean 60 something minutes. The script is by Sam Fuller, the great director and newspaper man.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars two of my favorite actors, Lee Tracy and Guy Kibbe. Guy Kibbe is more of a character actor that has appeared in dozens and dozens of films. And Lee Tracy had a pretty popular career in the early 30s, and it's just a real fast talking sort of guy.
Yeah.
And so this will be a great film, and one that definitely doesn't screen too often.
Well, I would literally, I mean, just if I were, even if I weren't hosting, I would go to this event Wednesday night just to see The Editor's Notebook, just to see. It's kind of a documentary with dramatized portions. And the part about the photographer and the reporter, played by two actors, going to do an expose on Skid Row is not to be believed. I mean,
I find it.
It is a commercial for the Daily News. There's no question about it. But I find the movie exciting and charming, and I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah, we're excited to see you there.
I will be there. Yeah, trust me, I'll be there. And there'll be a story for those of you who read newspapers in Tuesday's art section in the Chicago Tribune. Again, go to ChicagoFilmSociety.org. It's a great site. You will lose yourself there after you've gotten the information you need about the Wednesday night extravaganza. Julian, congratulations on the wedding, and I will see you Wednesday night.
Thanks very much. See you Wednesday.
Thank you very, very much. Take care.